The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hope you enjoy this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our websites and purchase merch. Purchasing merch keeps us going and creating more content. Our websites are grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode.
How's that?
That's much better.
Man, just unplug it and plug it back in.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
No, I didn't fall asleep. Did you fall asleep?
No.
No, just busy.
No, I didn't even see your message.
Oh. So you just been chilling?
I've been literally staring at my computer and it didn't pop up.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I know. I was just sitting here. I'm like, I had to go reheat my coffee. Like,
you said 15 minutes and then I was like, oh, I'll just wait for him to message me. And I never saw the message.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did. Well, it's fine. Here we are.
I know. I was like, also, we could have done this in person tomorrow.
I thought the same thing. But at least we'll just get it done. We'll just knock it out.
Just in case.
Yeah, yeah. So we got a pretty big weekend ahead of us. We both do. We got a lot of stuff going on.
Yes.
Yeah, you're jamming out here today to go drop off some parts for Brent.
Yep. I picked up a GSI back half and a bunch of drop spindles and cross members.
Oh, you're loaded.
It's loaded down.
Yeah, the old Mavi putting in some work, huh?
Yeah. Brent was like, do you still have that little small trailer? I'm like, I'm not trailering. I was like, it'll fit in the bed of the Maverick. And he goes, are you sure? And I'm like, yes, man. So, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, no, that's cool. And then we got our club barbecue tomorrow.
Yep.
That's really cool. I'm going to a show tomorrow night.
Yep.
I'm going to a show with this band called Future Nobodies and Haunt Me. It's a goth show, so like it's very different than what I'm used to going to. It's not punk, it's not like rap. It's a goth show, and I've only been to one other goth show, and Angie went with me, and she was so bored.
Is she going with you on this one?
No,
just you?
No, I'm gonna take my kid. Because you said you might want to go, and then I don't know, and then we'll see, and then my kid's all like, I'll go, and I'm like, okay, we'll see if you like it.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not. So I don't need to make plans. So I just like, I was like, I'm going to just, I always just take extra clothes.
Right.
Just in case.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have so much to do on Sunday because Monday I have a photo shoot like 4 hours from here.
Dang.
And I'm trying to get videos. I'm so behind on videos.
Really?
It's not even funny. Oh, so yeah.
Well, because before you were saying that you were like not very busy. Now you're, that's what always happens. Not busy. And then everything happens.
Yeah. Yeah, and then being gone for so, like, it's just, I'm trying to get this Sparks video done. I finally found two songs that are perfect, so I'm like, okay. So that got momentum last night, and then I've got the video from this last trip, and then I've got a video from the Moab trip.
Oh, wow.
And
I know, I'm still editing Mini Nats.
Yeah, it's just, I'm like, yeah.
Wow.
So.
Just really busy. But, yeah, no, it worked out good. I'm going to take my kid. It's funny because, like, I only want to see Future Nobodies. I'm not really familiar with this band called Haunt Me. So I started listening to some of their music and I'm like, okay. And then my weekend is, you know, we have the barbecue tomorrow. Angie and the kids are going to come down, hang out there. Angie and my younger one is going to go home. Me and the older one are going to go to this show. And then Sunday we have softball that we have to get up at like 4 a.m. in the morning for. So
this is going to be a sober party for you and a sober night for you.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of? You're driving your kid around.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's true. Yeah, no, it is. It is. And plus, I'm going to be bringing the Tacoma down. So everybody could check it out. So,
yeah, no one is even going to care. They're just going to be like, cool, nice stock truck, man.
I don't think so. But then, like, So that'll work out pretty good. Busy weekend. But, yeah, the Tacoma. Let's talk about it. The Tacoma.
Go ahead. This is your episode, so go ahead.
Okay. So last week it was kind of funny because last week's episode we did back to back the previous week, and I had said, hey, this comes out in a week. You know, we're recording this 2 weeks early. I may or may not have a Tacoma by then.
Yeah.
I have a Tacoma now, and I'm pretty sure everybody already knows that. Hold on, yeah. I'm going to put my phone in airplane mode. Because of stupid spam calls. So I'm pretty sure everybody knows that I have a Tacoma. I do. But and I made the video. I hope everybody watched that. Sorry, I'm so distracted right now. There we go. Decline. That. What's happening? Decline. There you are. Okay. Jesus. Anyway. So yeah. So I made the video. I hope everybody went and watched that. That was a lot of fun to make. But I did it intentionally. I don't know if you caught this in the video that like I said, you know, I was like explaining what happened. Like I showed the entire process of going to get the truck. And then at the end I sat down and kind of like talked about a few things, but I made specifically a point to omit some things to talk about them specifically here. And I was like,
I did see that. Yeah.
If you want to, you know, hear the whole thing, tune into the podcast. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to get in the absolute weeds of getting into this truck. Starting with patience pays off.
Yeah.
You know? But it's kind of funny because like I thought about it, like patience pays off, but I've only really been looking for like 3 weeks.
I was going to say, yeah, because I was at Panda's yesterday and he goes, oh, I saw Frank brought the truck. And he goes, when do you think he wants to drop it off? And I'm like, he probably wants to drop it off now, but when are you going to be ready? He's like, December.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah, I have already known in my mind that it's going to be towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
And we said a bunch of times that I have plenty of time. I did. But also, so I said we have plenty of time, and I did, which I am glad I didn't jump on the one in Anaheim, in Irvine, because it was very, very tempting.
Yeah.
It was very tempting because that one wasn't bad. It was, I forget the year, but it had 214,000 miles on it. It ran good. The paint was probably the worst part. The paint was falling apart. The clear was falling apart. And but it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, you know?
Yeah.
So it was really tempting. Then I talked to Alan, and Alan kind of brought me back into reality, you know? So because, like, we came up with the idea of, like, well, maybe we'll get one, you know, that the paint's not great, and then, you know, paint it later on. So talking to Alan, he sucked me back in reality on what the actual cost of that is. Then I realized, okay, so if I hold out, spend, because that one was at the time they wanted $8,000 for it, and which is funny because like a few days later after I had seen it, they dropped the price down to $75,000, and it's still sitting on marketplace, so they'll probably end up taking probably less than that, because like I was going to offer them $65,000, you know, that's about what that truck was worth. And so I'm like, okay, you know. And then once I found out about the paint situation, I was like, okay, so now I feel more confident spending like closer to $10,000 for clean paint, and that way just having it already clean, you know.
Yeah.
And so that kind of like put everything into perspective for me and kind of calmed me down. So then I was sitting there, and just like it was supposed to happen, on a Tuesday night I opened up marketplace, and there was the truck that I purchased. It was up in Sacramento. I immediately messaged the dude. It had been up for like 4 hours. I immediately messaged the dude and said, okay, you know, I'm interested. What do we got to do? When can we meet up? You know, just find out the rough details. And he says, okay, yeah, no problem. If you can come up Saturday. And I said, okay, well, I'm coming up from Southern California. It's a long drive. So it was kind of an interesting conversation, because the whole time I'm like trying to like expedite this process, like get it done faster. And he was so very like, no, it is this.
Which is like the complete opposite of what usually happens.
Right, yeah, because usually it's like, go, and everything's happening.
Well, usually, yeah, because like if I put something on marketplace, like I'm ready to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want it to be gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, let's just wait.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense when we get later on in the story. Yeah. So he was like Saturday. Okay. So this is the weed. So, like, I see the truck. And people have sent me the same truck a few times. A few people did, and I can't remember who did. But I had already saw the truck myself first. Like, it wasn't someone sent me the link, and then I looked at it. I saw it first. And then so I immediately, you know, I message you. Brent from our club, who you're bringing the chassis out for, is probably my biggest hype man ever, and it's the greatest thing on the planet.
He's also you got to be careful with him too.
I because, that's what I was gonna say. The other side of that is he'll hype you into something that is not great.
Yeah.
I'll trying to talk me into buying Panda's Tacoma.
Yeah.
That was very funny. But yeah, so he is definitely a hype man for any situation. So it's not necessarily the best situation sometimes. So anyway, so I shoot it in the club group, and we're like, which thanks to the club, because like everybody had great valued, you know, opinions and brought things to the table that I, you know, great advice. And so I shot it there. We're talking it over. And Brent's like, because Brent is like the marketplace guru, right? So like, and you, and as well as everybody else. So he's like telling me what to say. And that was like the most helpful part, is just how to approach a situation. Because there's been a couple times in the past where I've said probably the wrong thing, you know? So it was.
Yeah, it's just like when you text message somebody or whatever, like you have to be very specific on marketplace. Like the best advice it was like. You're not going up there to look at it. You're going up there to buy it.
Right. So that
don't take another offer before me.
Right.
This is my truck.
So that's what I did. So I went back. So initial messages, you know, rooting it out like when I could come look at the truck. Now the next message is like, okay, man, look, I said, I'm coming up from SoCal. Can I shoot you a deposit? Because, you know, Brent said, tell him if you take a deposit, that way he takes it off of marketplace. I'm like, okay. So I go back and talk to the guy. Who might be listening, by the way, because we went up there and explained like what we do. And he's like, oh, cool. You know, I'll tune in. So he could be listening. So if you're listening, this was the other side of what happened. So Brent, so yeah, tell him you want to take a deposit. Okay. So I hit him up. Hey man, you know, I want to shoot you a deposit. Make sure that this, you know, I want to lock this truck up. And he goes, no, he's all like, it's cool, man. Just bring the whole amount on Saturday, 10 a.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. is a very, very particular point in this whole thing. Just remember that. Saturday, 10 a.m.
Let me guess. Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Does his kids have softball?
No.
Because that would have been funny. Okay, that would have been a funny coincidence.
That would have been super funny. Yeah. But no, but you won't guess. So, okay, so I shoot him. And I'm getting very, very much in the details about this, because this is what this platform is for, getting in the very minute details. So, okay, so he says, no, just bring the whole amount. Okay. I'm like, okay, fine. So then, go report back to everybody. This is what he said. Brent said, okay, all right, fine, whatever. Just tell him that you're not coming to look at the truck. You're coming to buy the truck. I was like, okay. So I go back. I said, hey, man, I just want to let you know that, like, I'm not coming to look at this thing. I'm not coming up there to look at it. I'm coming up there to pick it up. And he goes, okay, yeah, no problem. See you at 10 a.m. Saturday.
This dude's like, dude, now he's getting nervous.
10 a.m. Saturday. Yeah. And so, like, okay, fine. Look, that's not going anywhere. That's set in stone, 10 a.m. Saturday. Now the other side, like, what? How do I figure this out? How do I get this thing down? And it started off with, you know, asking someone, because, like, I don't have, like, my car, I do have a car trailer, but it is a piece of junk, and I was not going to freaking take it 7 hours up north.
This should be, like, a little bit of a wake-up call to take your car trailer and make it not a piece of junk. Because you never know.
I would just need to buy a new car. It is really a piece of shit.
all trailers are pieces of junk, but if they have good suspension on them, they're fine.
Well, yeah, that's true. We did just have it's my dad's trailer. He did have the axles replaced on it. I mean, I could have probably just changed the tires and done it.
Yeah.
I thought about that too. Anyway, so that was one scenario. Then I thought, okay, like maybe I'll rent a U-Haul trailer. So I looked into that. I said, okay, I'll take the Tundra up there, take a U-Haul trailer. Just because like things were working out well and Angie, like, you know, everything wasn't kind of working. So then I went over, that flying up there. But then the problem with the flying up there thing was like, it would have worked because the tickets are only $60 to fly up to Sacramento from Ontario. And that would have worked. However, like with this guy being so particular about everything, now I have to like ask him to pick me up at the airport or Uber. Like it was just like another thing. Right. So, okay. So what I decided on. Oh, and then it turns out.
Ubering is very difficult.
Is it? I don't know. I don't Uber much.
No, you push a button on your phone and a car picks you up and drops you off where you need to be.
I mean, that could have worked too. Well, then the other thing was, there's another part to it. So, I finally figure it out. Angie, we work it out. Angie can go with me. I rent a car. I rent a car here. And that was in the video. I rented a car. I drove up there. And then drop the car off. But there's a lot of.
Do they still charge you an extreme amount for a one-way rental?
It was $200.
Like, okay.
It was like $200.
Yeah, so probably $50 for the day. And then, because like when I used to one-way rental, it was like $150 extra just for the one-way rental.
Oh, really? No, this one wasn't bad. This was it was like $130 for the actual rental. It was like $25 for the insurance and blah, 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 blah. It was $200.
Oh, you get the insurance, man? You're so good.
I'm just, well, you know,
you're your me, insurance. Your car insurance will cover a rental, just so you know.
It will?
And anyone listening.
That's what Angie said, and I didn't know.
Yeah, you don't need to get insurance on a rental car. It's a scam.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You want to know something interesting? Yeah. The very first car I've ever rented. Never rented a car before.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the very funny. First time. That was the very first time when I had to go in there and get it. I was like, so how does the gas situation work? And she looked at me like, what?
She's like, you're a 40-year-old man.
I know. Yeah, I know.
You're like, I don't know how to fly a plane. I don't know how to Uber. I don't know how to rent a car. I'm a child. I'm basically child. 7 years old.
I am. I'm just a child, basically. Yeah, so that was a funny part of it, too. So now the weird little details. Okay, so now, the thing is like, okay, do I take cash? Because the dude was like, yeah, just bring me cash or a cashier's check. I'm like, okay. So then I was like, oh, cashier's check. That makes the most sense. Don't got to carry around a bunch of cash. So I was like, hit him up and I said, hey, man, you know, what name do I put the cashier's check in? And then like right after I sent that one, Angie's like, what if something happens and you don't get it? And I'm like, oh, that's a good point. Because like once the cashier's checks are rendered, I don't know what happens after that. Like if you don't
you
use it.
You just give back to the bank.
Oh, you just give back to the bank. I didn't know that. So I was like, oh, shoot. Okay, fine. So I remessaged him back. And this is where it starts getting a little murky. I remessaged him back and I was like, you know what? Scratch that. Scratch cashier's check. I'm just going to bring cash. And I'm like,
okay. Dude's like, man, just come up here and get this truck.
I know. So yeah, I know. It is. I'm very wishy-washy on this whole thing. So anyway, so I get the money. We get the car. We drive up there. Now the little thing. So like the rental car, I rented it on a Friday. I drove up there on a Saturday. They're closed on Sunday. So this car had to be back by noon Saturday or I get charged more days, right? So then we go up there. We get up there. We get a room. We stay. And I start having to like, I wasn't saying this like before, but I start thinking like, okay, well, we need like backup plans in case this thing goes completely sideways. So like I was like, okay, here's the backup plan. If it doesn't work out, we go drop off the car, then we fly home. That would be the most like simple way to do it. Cause like I didn't want to have this car for like, cause like driving back, let's say it all went sideways, driving back Saturday, I would have been home Saturday night. Now I have this rental car until Monday, basically. Mm-hmm. Like that didn't seem like it was a very smart move. So we started thinking about that, which like, you know, I was hoping like didn't have to happen and it didn't. Saturday rolls around. As you saw in the video, I got the truck. And that was the other thing about bringing Angie along too, because like, I was like, okay, if I rented this car by myself and drove up there, how do I get the rental car back? And like, it was like a lot of like little like details that were going to be a pain in the butt. So, but no, it all worked out. Got the truck. The rental car was due back at the place by noon. And I rolled in at like 12 or 11:45, you know, cause it was in downtown Sacramento where the drop off was. And, there was like a farmer's market that day. So all the streets were closed. So it took me like almost 30 minutes to circle around to
So another pro tip when renting a car is airport rental cars are open on Sunday. So if you can drop off at an airport.
They didn't tell me that either. Man, yeah. Since we're talking about the rental car thing, like the whole rental car thing did feel very scammy. Like I felt.
Did you rent it straight from the enterprise or?
Yeah. Like Hertz.
Yeah, yeah, that's another thing too. Is always rent it straight from them too. Like, don't ever rent it from
like a third party,
like Expedia or something like that.
Yeah, I went in there and it was like I just got a vibe like it was scammy. And then the other thing was that was interesting to me was that it just an offhanded thing. They're like, okay, yeah, it's $200. We're gonna put a $200 extra thing on your credit card. But if you're paying by debit card, then it's a $500 deposit with a soft credit check. And I'm like, Jesus, man, what the hell is people stealing these things? You know. So I just thought that was interesting. But anyway, so we get the truck. We drive it all the way back home. Truck ran perfect. Now, the truck itself is I love it. I absolutely love this truck. Like, every time I drive it, I'm, like, smiling driving this thing.
Yeah.
It's a 03. It's everything I wanted because everybody – I've said this a million times, exactly what I wanted. The part that I was, like, giving on was the interior. Mm-hmm. That was one thing that I can go like, I could go either way because that is like an easy thing to swap out. Like I can find the bucket seats on a console that I want. So this one has a 60/40 bench in it. But yeah, so it's an 03, 115,000 miles. The paint is in really good shape. It's got like scratches and stuff. Now the interesting thing about like the guy who I got it from. So I said in the video, I got it from the original owner, which I technically did because the original owner gave it to his grandson, and I bought it off of his grandson. Mm-hmm. And the reason this guy was so adamant about 10 and so like not standoffish necessarily, but like very set what he wanted to do. The dude was like 21 years old. And he brought his dad along, and it was just, he was just a kid. So like from his perspective, it's this guy aggressively messaging him about this truck. And he's just like, hey, dude, relax. Just like, come get it. You know, like
it's like, it's a guy, his dad's age.
Yeah. We were the exact same age.
Yeah.
This was like talking to, like, I could be this kid's dad.
You're acting like you're 16 getting your first little mini truck. This dude is like, what is wrong with this guy?
Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he turns out he's this young dude who got the truck from his grandpa. And he was just doing his due diligence on trying to make intelligent choices himself, you know, not like getting ripped off or anything, because he doesn't know me, right? I'm just some dude. But it turns out, so we finally get there, we purchased the truck. And that was one of the other things that I told him through message. Like, he wanted $9,500 for it. I gave him $9,500 for it. I didn't even haggle. And that's one thing that I told him in the message. That, hey, man, like, I'm bringing $9,500. I'm not here to haggle you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I do that a lot when on Marketplace, when I go to buy something. Like, if it's a good deal, I'm just giving you the money.
Right.
I'm not going to try to knock off, you know, stuff here and there. If it's a fair price like that, yeah, like that $9,500 was like, I wouldn't have haggled either.
No, it was
been like, here,
exactly what that truck was worth.
Yeah.
And I think, again, I think that's what he was preparing for.
He probably could have got even more for it too.
You know, I honestly, because like, he, you know, he did his due diligence of figuring out what it's worth, and he went to like Kelley Blue Book. That truck is, he sold it on the low end actually.
Yeah.
Cause that truck is worth all the way up to about 11.5 is what that truck is actually worth.
Yeah.
So he did sell it on the low end. But again, like, I think he came into this because I don't think he was too well versed in this whole thing either. So I think he was prepared to like haggle and do all this stuff. Cause when we got there, roll up, introduce myself, introduce Angie. He introduces him and his dad. And, I said, well, can I take it for a test drive? He's like, yeah, sure. He's like, can I get your license? So he like takes a picture of my license. I was like, are you going to come with me? He's like, no. He's like, so I think he was like already prepping in his mind how he was going to do it. So we go test drive it. Everything works out great. You know, give him the money, which was kind of awkward because like he just like, instead of like going maybe like into the vehicle or like something, he just started like counting it in the back of the truck. I'm like, this is kind of awkward, but whatever. So anyway, so we pay for it. Everything's done and we drive it home. Now all the little tiny things, because I had mentioned that like there's a bunch of little coincidences that I was kind of like nerding out on and like really like I thought it was kind of cool. First of all, the dude's name was Frankie. I bought it from. And it was even more interesting than that because like so I'm Frank, but when I was young, not 21, but when I was like really young, I go by Frank, my very close family still calls me Frankie. And I spell it with an IE, and this kid was an IE. So then we're like filling out the title and stuff, and I put in my government name, and the guy goes, "Oh, your name is Francisco?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, his name is Francisco." I was like, "Oh, wow, that's interesting." You know. So that was one little thing. The other neat thing that I thought about this truck. So sorry, I'm looking over my list. This truck was like almost meant to be because like a lot of little things add up, like the dude's name, that kind of stuff. I got way into the weeds about like the like digging through the VIN and like finding out a bunch of stuff about the truck because like I said, I bought it from essentially the original owner who bought it brand new. So he like gave me the window sticker. He gave me a bunch of service receipts and everything like that, dating all the way back to like when the truck was first purchased.
Yeah.
It gets a little spotty in some areas, but I mean, you're not going to hold on to every single one, but it does like the service records that it did come with, which is like oil changes and little maintenance things here and there, did paint a pretty clear picture of the history of the truck. And so it was purchased in San Diego, California, which I thought was freaking cool. And its first services were done in Toyota of Carlsbad, which I thought was super cool. Yeah. I was like, all this like little tiny things, like Carlsbad is like my favorite place, right? So like all these little things. It was built in Fremont, California. So this truck has never left. It built and existed its entire life in this area, which I kind of thought kind of funny because in the video I was like kind of like, you know, joking around, like I'm bringing it back to, so it's a NorCal truck. It's been a SoCal truck. Like, it is a SoCal truck, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought that was really cool. The other interesting thing about this thing was it's got 115,000 miles on it, but this is what I was talking about, the service records. Like, it revealed something. It had only 60,000 miles on it up until 2019. And that's when
that's
when he gave it to his grandson. And then he put on the additional 50-ish thousand miles. But yeah, it had only had 60,000 miles all the way up until 2019. And it was like exactly what I was looking for, because remember, I don't know if you remember the joke that I made on Instagram where I was like, you know, tell your grandpa to sell me that truck. It's literally what it was, you know. It was super well maintained. The air conditioner was like kind of blown a little hot. So like, you know, not hot. It was just low, because it was one of those things where like as you drive it, it got colder. And then if it just sat still, it got blue warm.
Just low on stuff.
So yeah, it turns out just never been serviced before. So I took it to my mechanic. He went over it and he agreed like this thing is like immaculate. Like it's been very well maintained.
Well, it's funny because like when I forgot what it was, like little Brian said in the chat, he's like, did you do all the tests? And I was like, it's a brand new truck.
Yeah.
You don't need to do anything.
Right.
Like if it starts, runs and drives and like that, it's not like it's got 300,000 where you're like, well, something could be wrong.
Right.
No, nothing's wrong with the truck. You don't need ball joints. You don't need nothing. There's no worn out items. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? To like go over, like you could just tell the person the information. Oh, it's a, what year is it? 03?
Yeah, 03. Mm-hmm.
So you could be like, yeah, it's an 03 Tacoma with 115,000. I don't need to know anything more.
Right.
That's, like, you don't need to be like, oh, let me check the hoses. Let me check this. It's like, no, it's a brand new truck.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's exactly, what my mechanic said. But even though it's a new truck, like they still took really good care of it. Like all the belts have been replaced. Like all the right maintenance has been done. Like my little test to see if they're like an like actual like Toyota, like someone who knew about Toyotas, was like the pink antifreeze, like, you know, and it had pink antifreeze still in it. Like that was like a little thing. Another little thing, like,
which is funny, because in 03, I don't think they had pink antifreeze.
I think that's like a newer thing.
It is a newer thing. Cause when we were working on my truck, when we went in and had to buy gallons of antifreeze, cause we needed to keep doing that.
Yeah.
I was like, one, when did antifreeze get so expensive? And two, why is there different antifreezes for different vehicles?
Right.
Like I knew Volkswagen, cause when I had that Volkswagen Passat wagon,
mm-hmm.
in a Volkswagen, if you do not put VW Audi coolant in it, like dealer coolant, it will turn into mud ruin the heater core. Yeah,
like, and that's what happened to that car, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah, that and amongst other things. But like, yeah, so I was like, why can't we just put regular green coolant? When I went and bought coolant for this truck, because I'd the giveaway truck,
mm-hmm.
I'm pointing because it's behind me in my driveway. I like walked in and I just bought green coolant, but it was for like Asian, whatever, Japanese vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, this will be fine.
Yeah. Wow. I mean,
it's what they used to put in these cars.
Right.
So,
yeah. So that was one thing. I start to obsess and like worry about things. And then like the paint is in such good condition. I like questioned it for a second. I was like, has it been repainted? Like, you know, and I started like, as Angie didn't know this, but in my mind, I'm just driving. I'm like, is this, had it been in a wreck? And he didn't tell me, like all this stuff is like flying through my head. Right. And then, so I get it home and I start like looking over myself. And, so on the, I don't know, I think it's all cars of that era or all cars in general, but they put the VIN tags on each part you can take off, like on each fender, on the hood, on the doors. And it has like all the original ones. And I asked the mechanic, I said, so does this pretty much mean that this is all like the stock everything? And he's like, yeah. He's like, it's never been in a wreck. He's like, you could tell by the seals, like if they were masked or whatever. He's all, but no, it's all 100%, you know, stock. It's all how it's supposed to be. So yeah, just like super stoked on it. Super, like I said, just nerding out on all those little details was like really cool. Like I said, how I found out about the San Diego thing was I was like digging through the glove box and I pull out like all the original manuals and stuff, and it came in like the Toyota of San Diego, like, you know, holder and everything. So I was like that was cool. That made me like really happy. What I want to do is I want to actually, next time I'm down in Carlsbad, I want to go swing by the dealership and get the plate holders, like Toyota of Carlsbad.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I think that's cool. Yeah, I think that'd be really cool. Just because I've seen other people do it.
That hard body that I bought, it had the original book in the glove box, and it had like all these old insurance paperwork, and then it had all these old like service papers and stuff. Cool. So I just started like putting like where the truck lived, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like it lived in Tolleson for a little while, and I even Googled the address and I like looked where the truck was just to like, it's just kind of cool. It just tells the story of where the truck was.
That's exactly how I feel. That's like, and I wasn't sure how, like, I'm all like, am I a dork? Like, are people gonna think this is stupid? But yeah, no, I was like, really like, whoa, this thing was like built in Fremont, California. It was like built or
which
like
is sold where in San Diego, where they build Teslas in the same plant.
That, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I thought that was really cool too. And like I said, going through the service history, seeing like, you know, oh, you know, they, which is kind of funny because one of the service things, it's like, because the dude always took it to a brake master's. So it's a ton of brake master stuff. And it's all, technician says that the rack and pinion has a small leak on the left-hand side, blah, 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 blah. So then I was like, oh, okay. I didn't really think much of it. And then I take it to my mechanic and he looks it over. He's like, hey, by the way, it's got a small leak on this thing right here. So I was like, I don't think that that's a problem because we're going to have to take that off, right? So we can like. Oh, you don't take the rack?
You don't. No, you just. Well, you don't need to take it off. You can.
When it's like during the fabrication process, doesn't he have to like modify the mount or something?
Yeah, modify the frame right there.
So, I mean, what I'm saying is like it's easy to just maybe put a new one in as we're. If it's leaking.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Just like because that's what I told my mechanic. I was like, oh, we'll probably be taking that part off to do this. So
yeah, it doesn't come off, but I mean,
while you're there,
just replace it while you're there.
Yeah. So yeah. So super happy. I've been driving it. Like it was kind of cool. Cause like, also it's keeping miles off of the Tundra.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I've just been driving it. Like it's my like daily driver now, you know? Like I said, it runs so smooth. It runs smooth. It shifts smooth. And because like you were saying, like we were saying, it's like it's a new truck. Like there's everything works. It's even got still has the stock head unit in it, which is a CD cassette combo. And then so I was like, I don't want to just bring CDs with me. So I got like a little adapter, an FM adapter for the Bluetooth and stuff. So that worked. But it was really cool. Oh, and then the other funny little interaction was as we're going to look at it, me and Angie are talking and she goes, don't mention to him that you're going to cut this thing up. And I was like, well, I mean, what does it matter? And he's like, well, what about like, I don't know. He's like,
the guy, so. The kid, it doesn't matter where it's going. The kid's got $9,500. He doesn't care after that.
That's part of it. But also, so like, as I'm like looking at the truck and doing my thing, Angie's talking to him. And then, I walk around the back and the dude says to me like, oh, you're going to like lower it and put wheels on it and stuff. And I was like, and I told Angie, I said, I thought you weren't going to tell him that, you know? And I was, cause my thing was like, he probably thinks like, doesn't know me. I'm just some dude messaging him like in more than likely he's thinking like, oh, this thing is just going to be a work truck or a commuter or something. It's just going to get lost to time. And I'm like, no, I'm kind of like immortalizing this truck. Like
also here's the funny thing too. Your perspective is completely different than this guy's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like go and buy used cars all the time and like sell them and all this stuff. Right. So this is really special to you,
mm-hmm.
to this guy, to people selling something. They're not in that same position because this vehicle is just, they're selling it. They're just getting rid of it.
Yeah. I think to some capacity, but I mean,
it's a Tacoma.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're just getting rid of it. It's not like a rare
car.
It's not like this. It's not like so it's just, it's a different perspective to you. So your mindset's totally different. This dude's just like, hey man, just give me my money and peace out.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I was always only saying in his like mind that it was his grandpa's truck. And
if it was, you know, that so special, clean. He wouldn't sell it.
Well, no, I understand that. Yeah. Cause like his whole thing was he bought a new truck, so he didn't need it anymore.
Yeah.
But the funny part was after I said that, I thought like, oh, I thought you were going to tell him that. And he goes, oh yeah. He's like, I was just, while you guys were talking, I was just checking out your like Instagram and your YouTube. He's like, I'm already subscribed and stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I'm like, yeah, that works out. Yeah. But yeah. Yes. Anyway, super happy. Super happy.
Cool. Yeah. Like I said, it's funny because now, like, do you still find yourself clicking on the marketplace or you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Still on there.
Still.
I go on marketplace. I don't even need anything. And I just, every day I'm
like, I know. It's like
for sale. And you'll start to see Tacoma still pop up and you're like, mm-hmm. Oh, that's a cool one. But you don't have that same want because you already have yours, obviously. But
it's a different perspective now because every time, because I do. Yeah, I'm just like checking it religiously. I just think because over the last 3 weeks, I've made it such a habit that is now it's just a thing I do.
It will always be a habit now because, like, you know, even though you have the wheels that you have for it now, like there's no reason to have different sets of wheels for this thing in the future. So like now you could be on Marketplace, you could see a set of wheels and you're like, oh, that's a good deal. $200 Like I have wheels sitting on the side of my house because that's what I do. Cause I'm just like, whatever, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm still checking. What's funny is the one in Irvine hasn't lowered their price yet again, but it's still sitting there. I imagine they'll lower the price. There was one in Vegas that kept on popping up in my brain, and I messaged him and I was going to try to go look at it. It was, I forget the year, but it had, the truck had like 300,000 miles on it, but the motor was supposedly rebuilt or new.
Oh, I think I remember seeing that one.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, you know, maybe Vegas is not that far away. You know, maybe I'll go check it out. So I messaged him and he didn't never responded. He dropped that down. I think he was at like 65 when it started. He's down like 55 now. So it's just kind of now that I don't have this like urgency to get something, I'm like almost like, this is going to sound really stupid, but I'm now almost in the mindset I should have had, which was just watch, just observe, just see what happens.
Yeah. You know? But you can't, because you're, like you said, you feel like if you don't check it all the time, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss the one. And then, it's funny like that. Marketplace is a fun experience for both the buy. And then you were selling that camper. So now you were getting
I'm on the other side of it.
The other side of it. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny. And different people are, you know, like you're obviously like this normal person that's a good person that, you know what I mean, you're just trying to buy what you want. But then there's other people on there that are just super aggressive and super weird and like talking crap. And
I haven't gotten that yet. Yeah, I have a camper on there right now that I'm trying to sell, and I'll be putting more stuff on there as time goes by, because obviously we got a lot of cars and stuff. So yeah, it'll be interesting to be on both sides of it, you know. Well, but then again, like I said, I've bought and sold cars like my entire life, so it's not like something new. It's just like this new age of doing it, you know.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's completely new. You might as well have not even had that experience of that before, because this is so, it's such a different thing, you know. Cause people are free to say what they want, and then they just go away. And
you know, it is interesting because before, well, I have another part to that, but. Okay, but before you would, if you had a truck for sale, you put it in like the local paper or Auto Trader. People would call you, they'd ask questions or whatever. But now I think with social media and how there's like zero filter with everybody, that's spilled over into this world as well. Because now people have no shame in saying like, you know, F you, man, this is a piece of how, you know, like it's kind of.
Or they're telling you what you should sell it for.
Right.
Or they're telling you, they're like, oh, this, and you're just like. Hey man, this is what I'm selling. This is how much it is. Mm-hmm. I'm going to answer you yes or no. And you just go away.
Yeah.
You don't need to keep telling. I have a friend that sells a lot of miscellaneous stuff on Marketplace. So he screen caps the conversations and they're hilarious.
Yeah.
He had one guy like pull up to his house and message him, hey, I'm here. And the guy was like, well, get out of your car. Like, and the guy, like, he was like, well, yeah, just get out of your car, come up to the door. And the guy was like, no. And he left. Like, he was offended that my buddy told him, just go ahead and come up to the door.
Right.
Because we're in this weird, we talked about it. I don't know if it was the last episode or the one before that, but it's that whole hanging out thing and how we're just in this really weird thing where we don't like face-to-face communication.
Uh-huh. Very disconnected kind of thing.
It's very it's almost like awkward sometimes.
Yeah.
Where before it wasn't awkward. Like you could, like you said, you would call someone with an ad or go down to a dealership and have to talk to someone like over the phone. You'd have to call. There was no other way you could do it. You would have to call somebody.
Right.
And now we're just like,
You're like, I'd rather not. It's not, I don't want it that bad. But I was going to say, like, it is funny because where I cut my teeth is on my parents' car lot a long time ago. And that's how I learned about cars, was just sort of like making statements and then being corrected. And like there are tons of times when people would come onto the lot and there would be like, it doesn't matter. Like there was a truck and I would say like, yeah, this is a 62 Chevy pickup and this is the stock 350 motor. That's obviously wrong. I didn't know that. That's obviously wrong. Some of the dudes would come unglued and yet like yell at me and like scold me. They're like, that's not the original motor. The original motor came with this, this, and this, but it was beneficial to me because I'm just some young kid getting yelled at. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't care. But then like I'm making notes of all this stuff. And it's kind of funny because like now later on in my life, you know, learning all that younger, And it's when I see a car or something, I can pretty accurately within a few years tell what years it are, you know, kind of know what motors came in it and all this other stuff. And Angie goes like, how do you know that? How do I know you're not like lying to me? And it's like, well, because I got yelled at a lot when I was younger that about this stuff, you know? So there people did exist back then too, like the jerks, you know? I remember one time a guy came on the lot. We had a 64 Chevy and he was looking at it. And I forgot what the situation was, but he got so angry at me. And he started like yelling at me and calling me names and stuff. And it was the first time I've ever been cussed out by an adult, like as a child. And it was like the most jarring experience. And he's like yelling. He's like, you little motherfucker. You like, you don't know shit about this car. And he's like screaming at me. And my dad comes out. He's like, what's going on? And then like it was a whole thing. But like it was just that stuff did exist back then, you know, just a little bit different.
A little bit different. Yeah. Yeah. Because that guy was screaming at you in person. And he's talking to you, waiting for a reaction. Now people just like will yell at you and then go disappear.
Just dip.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be like if that guy yelled at you, turned around and ran away.
That would have been very funny.
Yeah.
Where's he going?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
imagine they run up to the dealer. Is this still available? And then leave. And you're like, yeah. And then they leave and never come back. They just drive by the dealership, yell at the
out the car
available, and you're like, "Yeah," and they go, yeah,
"That's hilarious." Yeah, but anyway, yes, very happy about everything. Looking forward to what's next. We'll talk post pod about all the other little details and stuff. But yeah, I kind of assumed that was like the plan. You know, later in the year, you know, see what happens. You know,
yeah,
I'm ready. Like I said in the video, I already got some parts. I got some spindles. I got wheels. Now just like, oh, the other thing, putting it out there right now for people listening, I am looking for an 89-95 rear end. Is that correct?
84-95.
Oh, it's all that old will work too. Okay. It's because of the width, right? I was talking to Eddie with the guy with the standard cab from Florida, and he was saying it's because of the width, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tacoma axles are wider than the other axles.
Even though I'm using like a high offset wheel, the front wheel drive wheels,
they'll
burn still
right
hit
through your bed sid.
Okay.
Yeah, even on 18s, you know what I mean? Like if you drive too low or whatever, it'll burn right through the bed, that top bed side where the body line comes out like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm looking for that rear end.
I know where one is in your town.
Where?
Doug has one.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, well then that's
I know he's listening to this. So, he messaged me. He goes, how much do you think this rear end that I might not have or might have is worth? And I told him, he's like, yeah, I'm not selling it for that. And I was like, okay.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So there's one there, but,
what did he think? He was like, oh, I want $1,500 for this rear end.
They kind of go like people don't need them a lot. So find someone that really doesn't need one. But then the problem is where do you have to drive to get it?
Right. Can I guess what I think one is worth?
Yeah.
I would think one is worth about $200.
He might take $200 for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, is that about right? Or
I would if I was looking for one and I didn't need one right now, I would just wait until one was $100-$150.
But, okay. But that's about that. I was going to say $50, but I know that's not correct.
Yeah. Tacoma rear ends are worth $50.
Oh, really?
Nobody wants them because they don't go bad. So the only time you really need a rear end, like why would you need a Tacoma rear end?
Right.
They're not something that's really sought after because they just don't go bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh, my rear end blew up my Tacoma. That's pretty a rare instance, you know?
Yeah. Seems like that's a common theme with these things. Jaime was, as we were talking a couple weekends ago, one thing that stuck in my head, he's like, yeah, these things can basically run on rocks. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
The other thing that, and I knew this thought was going to pop into my head too. I was driving it. Everything's so nice. I'm like, man, it would be a shame to cut this thing up.
You're like, maybe I'll just get another one. That's kind of a piece of crap. And I'll keep this one stock and I'll get and just like, go find the one from Vegas. That's $5,000 now. And you're like, I'll just cut that one up.
Yeah. Yeah. I already got a really nice truck. I don't need another one.
That is the one upside to my build.
That's true.
You
got nothing to lose.
I got nothing to lose except money.
Yes. That's great. Yeah. That's going to be probably my favorite part of the whole journey is just seeing this like, this comparison of these two things, you know, like having the one that I have and compared to yours and everything. So that's going to be really interesting. But I'm dude, I'm just excited. I'm just happy to, like I said, I'm just happy to have it. Like I went through the, what I keep going back to is it was only 3 weeks. Like it wasn't like I waited a year for
it's
this.
So
thing.
Yeah. This picture that you were painting, like if somebody didn't know and they just stepped into this world and they listened to our podcast and they watched your video of selling the Forerunner and then they watched your video of getting, like you could have got that. You could have just waited to make this video and just like made it a little bit more like, because you were so excited. You wanted to get it out. You wanted to tell the story.
Well, but
you, okay. Like, this is one thing that you're going to, it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds because now you don't have any content to make on this Tacoma until you started.
Not currently, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not currently.
So you could have waited. You could have been like, take that Tacoma, take it out and getting these shots of it rolling. You could have,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You could have done all these things. And I constantly think about that too because I'm doing a video on this truck here that I have.
The giveaway truck?
And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna take it here and do it. Like I want to do these things because I'm trying to get in this mindset where I don't have to have the video out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like it could wait. Like we're not giving the truck. We're not starting working on the truck until down the road. So just because I just got it doesn't mean I need to make it right now. I get all the content and then kind of sit on it.
So that's interesting you say that because. You know me, and I want to pat myself on the back here because I was very disciplined. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was quick, but I was still very disciplined. I didn't put that thing on the internet. I didn't do a story on it. Like I was like so super excited to have this thing, but I remember saying in the beginning of all this was like, there's a purpose for this truck. Not only is it like because I want a Tacoma, I want a back Tacoma. Yeah, yeah. There's a very distinct purpose for this thing, and yeah. I was like, I did a good job. I didn't say nothing until that video was out.
Yeah.
You know,
even so. Yeah, even when you were talking to the club about it, I was like, I was like, let them, because like Carl, me and him talk quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, hey, what's going on with Tacoma? Hey, when getting it running, and I was like, look, man, you have to watch the video just like everybody else.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You know, like I got into that mindset, and I'm still. You're in a different. You like to share a lot of Instagram stories, like where you're going and all this stuff, and. And I'm a little bit of the opposite. I kind of hold back because I like a little bit of mystery to it. I like when people are kind of like, where's he going? Why is he then? Like I posted that I was in Florida last week.
Right.
Like last Tuesday, I was in Florida. And it's just like, why were you in Florida? Some people know, some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it's like a lesson in that whole thing. Like,
yeah, it's like
what to put out, what to put, what not to put out, what to... And like you said, there's a purpose behind it. And the purpose is making content.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, remember when Ben body dropped his truck and he wasn't putting those videos out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Perfect example.
Yeah, I know. He did a really good job on that.
It kept us wondering because we were just like, hey, Ben's body, is he making it to me? Like, we don't know. And what did that do? It made us want to watch the videos.
Right, right. Yeah. No, that's exactly, you know, was my thinking going, I was only very like proactive with the club just because everybody was so, you know, had such a hand in helping me. But I did, like, there are a few people who I talk to frequently who I was like, hey, you want to see something cool? Kind of, you know, just because like, again,
You got to get it out. Like, yeah. You have to tell somebody too.
There are some people more than others who are involved in this, mm-hmm. you know, like, and not necessarily that this is going to sound weird. Not that I owed them, but like, I was like, hey man, you know, thank you for all your help. You want to see something. This is what happened.
Yeah.
But there was a few people who were like, what's going on with the Tacoma? And I was like, I don't know. Got a few things working. And then the next day the video comes out. So
yeah, like, it's fun. I think that's like part of the fun.
Yeah.
You know, is like navigating that space of what to put out, what not to put out. And then also when people ask, like, I've had videos out for a long time, and people still be like, hey, on your Tacoma, what the... And I go watch the video.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I did. That's what I make them for.
Yeah. No, I know that's true. I feel the same way. Georgia gets that a lot, you know? Like, she makes tons of videos explaining all this stuff.
I get that part, too. If you make a lot of videos,
mm-hmm.
and then someone comes, like, new to the channel, you know? That's That's the other part of it, yeah. So you got to... kind of understand where you got to always kind of a little bit understand where the person asking the questions right, coming from.
Right, yeah.
Instead of like instantly attacking them for something.
Right. Right.
You know, because I've been guilty of that.
Same.
Like, just watch the video. It's yeah, stupid.
Know. Because well, because like it's almost like, and I get it. Like you do all of this work, and it's almost like I don't want to say I don't know. No, is it not insulting? It's just like it does go like you're like I did all this work, you know?
Yeah, like I still but get people. I still get people that comment on the Nissan probably weekly. Hey man, what size tires are those? Hey man, what size wheels are those? Hey, what did you do? And I'm like, you're asking me what I did on the video of me explaining what I did.
That is funny.
And I don't respond to that. I just go, hey, it's all in the video.
Yeah.
You know, just, I don't, I want to say like, why are you making this comment on, right. Did you watch the video or did you just read the title and look at the picture and then ask the question?
Right. Right. Yeah. Sometimes that happens because like there are some, some comments that filter through there. Like there'll be a comment, oh, what size wheels are those? And then like the next time I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I figured it out. Like,
just, yeah.
Wait till the whole ride is finished and then save all your questions for the end. Yeah. But also on the other side, like another little thing about that in particular is when people comment on a Mini Nats video and they're like, hey, that purple Mazda at 427, what bolt pattern is that? I have no freaking clue, man. Yeah, I'm watching it just like you are.
Yeah. I'll answer those if I know the question, but
I know, because sometimes you do actually know the answer.
Yeah. Some of them, what year is that or what, but if they ask some weird thing, I'm like, I don't know what that is.
It's kind of funny. Cause sometimes like, I'll know the person who owns the truck and I'll know, I'm like, actually I do know that this is, you know, but anyway,
but then you're like, I don't have time to answer this. And then you turn around and start watching a music video.
No, I know. Like, I got all the time to answer these questions. If you comment on the videos, more than likely you're going to get some sort of response.
Yeah.
So, what else was there that I was going to bring? I don't know. That's about it. That's about it on the truck. But yeah, super stoked. What's going on with you? You had quite the journey.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that next week.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm making a video about that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did a lot. It was there was a lot going on. But before that. I think we recorded prior to July 4th, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I went to the Ardenois show out here.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I took the Tacoma there.
And how'd the air conditioner work?
It worked.
Oh yeah. Cause we had recorded the day before that and you had just got the air conditioner fixed.
Yeah. No, it worked.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's just so loud in the truck. Like you can't hear anything because it's literally just a metal floor, everything's metal in there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no insulation, and I have to crank the AC on high because it's just coming out of the center dash. And then I'm driving and I'm like, you know, your hand's on the steering wheel. So it's really close to the dash right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why is there cold air coming out of the dash right here? And so I reach through this hole that's in the dash and I was like, there's air back here. So that center vent that's connected to, that must not be sealed.
Oh, and
it's just, there's just cold air
leaking.
Coming out.
It's just kind of leaking.
Just leaking everywhere. Yeah. So. And the axle seal's still leaking. I got to fix that. I like wiped off the wheel. I was like, I went over to somewhere else before the thing and I looked and there's just oil all over the back left wheel. I'm like,
so I thought you guys fixed that or did it happen again?
No, we put a new seal in it, but it's, well, obviously it wasn't the seal. There's something else going on.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, huh. Hmm.
There's some cool photos from that show, the fireworks from the back of your truck and everything.
Yeah,
yeah, those are super cool.
Yeah, that was the first time I went to that show. I've lived here since 2014. First time I've ever been. Every year, super hot, and for some reason, this summer has been not too bad here. Like a couple of hot days, but it was like under 100 degrees that day. So it was actually really nice. But after I went, I was like, man, I should have been to go into this thing.
Yeah,
it's
because it's the last one, right?
That was they say it's the last one, but we'll see.
Yeah,
but yeah, the fireworks they're right there, like right over the trucks.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it was really cool.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's cool. And there, then you took your truck. That's probably why another reason why you just hadn't really gone, you know, because now that you have the truck, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that too. And then I ran out of gas on the way home.
Oh yeah, that's right.
The
West Side friends, man.
Yeah, like I open the fuel because I don't have a gauge yet.
Uh-huh.
So I opened the tank and I looked in there. I was like, oh yeah, there's gas in there.
There's some liquid.
Yeah. So like I'm pretty sure it's running rich and it's not running perfectly fine. So it's probably burning a lot of fuel, but, drove around, before the fireworks thing to a couple places. Yeah. And then driving home, it was like, and then the oil light like comes on. I was like, what's going on? So I just pulled over and it's so dark on that road coming up to my house.
Yeah.
And, text Will Rucker. He just lives down the road and he was at the show too. So I was like, hey, did you just get home? And he goes, yep. I'm like, can you bring me some gas?
He's all, yep.
And he's like, yep. So comes up, that's got cool. It, drove it home.
That's cool.
So yeah, it's getting pretty close. We're going to do a bunch of, interior stuff in it over at Tanner soon. And then I'm going to take it to Panda's and we're going to figure out the axle and do a couple other things. And then Alan's waiting for it.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I'm a little nervous. So
why? What are you nervous about?
Because then if I take it to Alan, I get it back. It's gonna be nice.
Hey, that's me. I know that. That's exactly why. That's exactly. I ended up in where I'm at.
Yeah. So
that's why on this one, I just like I said, the clear is still pretty thick on it. And I think a color correction and like maybe ceramic coat, but definitely a color correction. I think that thing will look brand freaking new.
You don't need to ceramic coat it.
Yeah, that's why I was like, eh. Just because, like, usually that's the follow-up thing when people say that. Like, oh, I'm going to do color correction and ceramic coat it.
Yeah.
But I think a color correction will definitely. Yeah.
Just throw some wax on it every few months. You'll be all right.
Yeah, that's what I plan on doing. But
yeah, it's but yeah, there was that. And then what else happened? There was something else that was going on, but I forgot.
So speaking about gas and stuff like that, I got. We already knew that these trucks don't get great gas mileage. Yeah. I got 20 miles to the gallon. Yeah, on the way
that's
back.
That's about right.
The Tundra gets 22 miles to the gallon. Yeah. And the Tundra gets 21, 22 with me just like not giving a crap. If I like super, super baby, I can get 24 miles a gallon that thing.
Yeah.
So I thought just, that was funny.
It shows like where technology has come in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Because that your 2003 Tacoma, my Titan is a 2004. It's the same era of vehicle. And the best I can get out of my Titan, if I baby it with no trailer or anything, is 18.
Yeah. Same with mine.
So like,
and then, that back then that would make sense. So if you had a full size truck and you're getting like around town, 10 or, you know, 10 or 12, whatever it does make.
If you're getting 10 or 12 around town, you got a problem.
Well, I'm just saying. So like, I'm just saying comparatively, like in that era of truck.
Yeah.
A Tacoma is the better option because it's getting like 20. Because you would be like, oh, this thing's in 20 miles a gallon. This is like so much fuel. But and which is kind of funny because now a lot of these dudes are advertising these trucks on marketplaces as gas savers. It's like they're not saving any gas. Go get a Corolla.
They're saving gas compared to your 92 OBS.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know,
because of the technology and how things are better now. But the biggest thing for me is like not the biggest thing, but a bonus is. Since I'm so stoked about this thing, I'm using it a lot, like taking the miles off the Tundra. But the Titan will be up for sale soon. I'm gonna get rid of that. Like I was kind of in this weird place with that because like the tags are due on it, and it was like, well, maybe I'll put on non-op and just, you know, stashed away or whatever. I'm like, it's not been on the street in a year.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
it's just taking up space.
It's yeah. So it's just like,
get your money out of it. Cause it's not like a Tundra or a Tacoma where it's going to like stay valuable.
Exactly.
Get the money out of it now. And you know, even if it does, even if in 10 years, it's like, oh, they're worth this. They're worth 1,000 more than it is now.
Yeah.
2,000 more than it is now. It's just like, just get it. Just move it down the road.
That's the conclusion I came to. And then, you know, navigating marketplace for these past few weeks, I realized that a big selling point is current tags and smog. So I'm going to go do that. That way, whoever buys it, which was actually kind of cool in the Tacoma, because like right before I bought it, he had paid the tags and done the smog. So I just rocked up, just did a transfer title and just paid the taxes on it. I was like, oh shit, that was like super easy and cheap. So that's that. But yeah, so the Tundra or Titan will be up for grabs soon.
Yeah. So if anybody wants a good truck that has not been taken care of, they can.
It's been semi taking. Hey, it's just a good truck, okay? I started it up, like the battery was dead, so I had to jump the battery. But damn, if that thing does, because like, you know, been driving the Tundra now for a little over a year, and it's
Sorry, I'm just
no, it's okay. Just, you're just dying. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just
You know, it being a V6, it's kind of just quiet, you know, whatever. So I get in the Titan and I jump the battery. I start, it's all whoa, 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 whoa. I'm like, oh, that sounds so good. I know. But let's wrap it up here with I got a question that was kind of relevant for today. It's from Mark Fletcher from Sunset out in mm-hmm. Phoenix. He dropped this over in the drop Instagram. He's all, so Frank got his dream Tacoma. Are you going to send it to Panda, then post or show it when it's done? Or is there going to be segments of footage of the progress? I don't know if you mentioned or I blacked out. Silver are going to leave. What he's saying is like, it's Silver. Are you going to leave it Silver or add pinstripes, graphics, or pearl? That's and then there's a second part to that. So let's answer that half first. Yeah, we're again. Yeah, it is going to be a full build series with lots of updates. And like we've said, that was part of the main purpose of getting that truck was to start this whole new series, because I felt left out because you're doing so many cool things. And it's kind of funny also, like when people ask me, like, when's it going to Pandas? And I was like, well, probably not soon, but, you know, in the next few months. I said, there's about 3-ish trucks ahead of me, and they're all Brian's.
Well, the funny thing is, I will have a truck there all the 100% of the time.
Right, right.
So you're not waiting on me.
No, I know. I just thought it was just a funny thing to say that, like, yeah, they're all Brian's trucks.
Yeah.
Because well, it's not just your trucks. He's got other things going on, too.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a stacked shop right now. Like, mm-hmm. I went down there yesterday. I was like, damn. I was like, I've been here in like 10 days. There's all these new things in here.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yep. So
just keep it rolling.
After the red truck, the OBS goes in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm excited for what's coming after the OBS.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll talk about that later, I guess.
Yeah.
I would assume that it was red truck. And then since, you know, he was already kind of like on an 8995 to do the giveaway truck next.
No, the giveaway truck will come like more towards like probably November-ish.
Okay.
Yeah. So like. It'll come later.
And I'm like, and I understand, like, that truck needs to get finished because that needs to be at the show next year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it also just needs to, like, be stock for a little while mm-hmm. so I can make content with its stock.
Oh, okay.
And all this stuff. And, like, I took it to get the air conditioner recharged and got it recharged. And the same thing, it was working, idle, wasn't working, mm-hmm. driving, working. And then I got, like, 7 miles from the house, stopped working.
After getting recharged.
Yeah, so there's mm-hmm. either there's a leak somewhere, so that's got to be like diagnosed but yeah, so that'll be a thing. But yeah, I'll tell you.
Is that going to be body dropped or not? Have you decided that?
We have not decided yet.
Okay, so that's still up in the air.
Once the red truck is all done,
mm-hmm.
then I'll make that decision.
Okay,
because right now everything's going really smooth on the red truck, as far as like from the body drop, like. The body drop has not caused a substantial amount more work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it has, obviously, but nothing like that would prevent us from doing the body drop, too. So it's like once we get into it, truck. might as well just body drop it, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'll see.
Okay. And then to answer Mark's other question. Yeah, it's probably gonna be silver for its entire life. I was thinking, you know, I'm kicking around tons of ideas. Like the whole like graphic thing is so far in the future. Like I'm just like kicking ideas around. But I've been thinking a lot about just maybe doing some blue and black, you know, graphics on it or something real subtle, kind of like as a tribute to the 4Runner and that Speedway mm-hmm. blue. So eventually, like right now, I just want to drive it and get it on the ground and drive it.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I want to do. And like I'm excited to like. I'm just, you know, when I come out there to shoot podcasts, like I want to drive that, you know, and like, I'm just excited to just do what I intended to do with it. And that's mm-hmm. use it, you know?
Yeah. And then not be in that space where you're like, not wanting to drive it.
Well, remember we were saying that like when you were like, hey, you know, come out and come to the show and, you know, just bring the 4Runner. And I was like, and you're like, it's because like. Yeah, it wasn't comfortable, you know, and we said that like take all that out of the way, you know, and that's what this truck is. Like, it just feels so nice to drive it. Like I'm excited to go take it to these places now. You know, I'm looking forward to it and taking all those excuses out of it.
Yeah. And well, be prepared too. Like the, one of the reasons your 4Runner wasn't comfortable was because you didn't put that heat layer down.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So think of the reasons why that wasn't. The reasons why that wasn't uncomfortable was because you didn't put the effort in to make it comfortable.
Right.
Which you're is going to have to do that with this truck.
And like, and you're, I'm sorry.
You're like, no, I was going to say, like, when it comes down to it, there's going to have to be extra things that you might have to do to it to make it also, because you could end up real quick in the same boat.
No. Yeah. Yeah. And I know that, I'm aware, and I'm making points to like the next video. Cause like, again, yeah, you, like you said, it's going to be a while before everything starts moving, but I still want to like, maybe, you know, once I get back from vacation, like if I come out there and we do episodes, I want to go down to Panda Shop, and I want to, the way I envision this in my head is like, maybe we're sitting in his office or sitting in the shop with the truck in the back, and I want to have like just like a list of things, like basically a list of stuff that like stuff my what I want, what we can do, you know, like what I won't budge on, things that I will, you know, budge on. Like I want to get all those hammered out, you know? And I think if we start there in the very beginning, planning out these small things, when the build process starts going, it'll be, you know, it'll be better.
And then there'll be things that he'll mention that you're like, oh, I didn't even think of that.
Exactly.
Like, so, which will put more information in your head and better planning. So by the time that this is executed, there won't, like, there will be the least amount of surprises.
And like, I really want to take this opportunity, because we've been on this podcast for 3 years now, and we've been talking for the last 3 years. Every time people ask us about builds and stuff, it's like, have a plan, have a plan. So I really want to like really put that to action, what we say. And I want to use this to, not to prove, but I guess that's the best way to say it, is I want to prove to people that if you have a solid, good plan, it will work out, you know? So I want to take this opportunity to really exercise that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but, and then when it's all said and done, we'll park yours, and we'll call it the plan, and then we'll park it next to mine, and we'll be called not the plan.
my goal, I guess, or my vision, or what I'm striving for, and this started at the show last year, is I hope everything's all done and in order. I want to be parked right there with everybody in the middle, you know, and to have all these killer Forbidden Fantasy trucks sitting in the middle of the show.
Yeah,
like that's my goal, my vision, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's definitely a good feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be a better member, Matt.
You're like, I'm doing that. I'm doing it now. I'm being a better member.
I'm trying. I'm just giving a hard time. But there's another half to that message from Mark. This pertains to you. Brian, what's next with your taco? Well, I mean, you already talked about it, but we'll go over again. Brian, what's next with your taco interior paint? I guess another question for both of you, Tacoma, why is yours different? Hold on. I guess another question for you both is, why is yours different, or will be, than any other Tacoma out there besides it's yours? Seen a lot out there, Tiffany, blue 4Runner rear window. I think what he's saying is just like, you know, how are we going to make these different than all the other Tacomas? Which is actually funny, because I had a thought about this, because like even my kids were kind of like, like talking to me about that. They're like, you know, the 4Runner was so unique. This, like, when they saw the truck, they're like, it looks like every other truck, you know? And I'm like, well, yeah, that's true. And what it reminded me of is that movie Full Metal Jacket, when he has the gun and he's like, there are many like it, but this one's mine. Like, that's this truck.
Yeah.
There are many Tacomas out there, but this one is mine. And to answer Mark's question from my perspective, what's going to make mine different than everybody else's is my personality is going to be in it. Little tiny things like the wheels, like how I'm so adamant about these chrome wheels, you know, like little things like that, how I'm going to keep the interior, how I'm going to, you know, just do little tiny things, I think is what's going to make the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And the thing too is like, I enjoy taking my truck to a show, but I also just enjoy driving my truck around town.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with the 4Runner, what makes the 4Runner unique is it is a 4Runner. There's not a lot of 4Runners.
Right.
People want trucks more than 4Runners, and if they want a 4Runner, they find out it's way more expensive to actually build a 4Runner, to bag and body drop it and all that stuff.
Right.
So but yeah, so,
and yours is already really unique to you anyway. You've got the front end you like on it, which is the 4Runner front end. Your wheels, I think, I mean, the Enkes were one thing, but now that you have these what's the name of Chingo's company?
Billet Tech.
Yeah, now that you have these Billet Tech wheels on it, like, even that, like, really makes it stand out from all the other Tacomas. And what's unique about yours that I think is way different than all the other standard cab Tacomas out there is, and this was, we've joked about this, but it's completely by accident how you drug it flat and then rebuilt the floor to that drug out. It's like, it's got a different stance. Like, you, if you parked it next to like Eddie's, they look completely different. Even the stance looks different, you know, and it's going to look different next. Obviously mine's an extra cab, but the stance are going to be different, you know, just because it was built around that unique scenario.
Yeah. And I think that's like the most important thing is like, it doesn't matter. You know, we joke about C10s a lot, you know, I just did a big C10, 1600 trucks at this show, and you could walk around and they all start to look similar. And if you walked around a show with a bunch of Toyota trucks, they're all going to kind of start to look similar. But if you take the C10 or the mini truck out of the show and just put it in the real world, it looks nothing like anything.
Right. Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? If I see C10 shows are a little weird because there's so many trucks there, and they're all Chevys, right? It's not like a mini truck show where there's Toyotas and Nissans and Isuzus and Fords and all this stuff, right? So when you're at the show, you kind of, your brain just goes, oh yeah, another C10, another C10, another C10, another C10. But if you take one of those C10s that's body dropped on wheels and you put it in a parking lot of a mall,
you're like, whoa.
You're like, that thing is the sickest thing ever.
Right.
Right. So it's like, that's what it is to me. I like being different than everything around me on the road, even when I'm driving on the freeway. Mm-hmm. Like, people are like, that's sick. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah.
I like being unique amongst all the regular people.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. And then when we all get together at a show, we're all in that same mindset. Like, we're all unique in our own ways, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I think that, like, it happens a lot. And I'm not talking about Mark in particular, but like, I think it happens a lot where people start doing things just to do them to try to be different.
Yeah.
You know, like some of the mods that, and I'm not going to like say anything specific because I don't want anybody to feel singled out, but there are some mods out there that are done. And I feel like, do you like that mod? Do you really like that mod?
That's a big, big thing. Like if you were to take that same person in that same truck and have zero influence from the rest of the truck community. Mm-hmm. What would they do to that truck? Like, what would you do to that truck?
Right.
But since there is this pressure to be unique amongst all these already unique things, you're like, oh, well, I'm going to put 22s on my truck, or I'm going to put suicide doors on my truck, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to cut this. And you're just like, you don't need to do that. You know what I mean? Like you said, do you really want to do that? Or are you doing it to try to be different from these things that are already different?
Right, right.
And so now it goes back to like, your truck and even my truck a little bit where it's pretty much stock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mine's going to be 100% stock.
Yeah.
You know? And like but I'm okay with that. Like I have,
but that's what I'm saying. Like that is the unique thing to that truck.
Right.
Is it's going to be 100% stock. Yeah. And you're not trying to do anything crazy.
Well, yeah. And I'm not trying, and this is going to sound a little bit brash, but I don't care. Like I just want, it all circles back to what we're the main base of what we're saying is like, I want to enjoy it. And if I start doing crazy things to it just to be different, I'm not going to enjoy it. So I'd rather ignore all that stuff, have it exactly what I want and get in it and smile and drive it than worry about like, oh, like, are people going to think this is cool? You know, I mean, ultimately you do that to have people think that it's cool. But
yeah. If in reality, if you weren't in this whole truck thing, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing to this truck.
Exactly.
You would be like, you might lower it or make it a little unique to yourself, but let's be honest with ourselves. You know what I mean? Like we're doing this because we're amongst our friends that are also doing this. So we want to be cool. Mm-hmm. So, but like, you know, my truck, like the 18s versus the 20s, I wanted 20s, but I knew when we first did it, I was like, for me to drive this around and for me to be comfortable driving around, I have to do this front suspension this way.
Yep.
Because if I do it this way on 20s, I'm going to be mad. I'm not going to enjoy it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So like, you have to, and it goes back too to that one question we asked everyone, like, do you actually enjoy driving your truck? Mm-hmm. And all those messages that I got that says, I hate this thing.
You know, and like, to be fair, and I don't want Brandon, who may be listening to think that I never liked the 4Runner. I loved the 4Runner, but I didn't hate it, but. Yeah, I was in that box too.
I think you were. It got to the point where any more money or any more time you would have put into that wouldn't have changed the core of what it was. Mm-hmm. So, and I think you were not over it, but you were over it.
Yeah,
you were just like, I'm just over it. Like, So now, but if you would have planned it correctly from the beginning, like when it was at Allen's, and you would have been like, hey, put, let's go ahead and spend the extra money and put the good, you know, heat shield down, mm-hmm. or the, you know, whatever it is. And so the heat and the insulation down, and then the carpet on top of that, you would have enjoyed it more and you would have driven it more,
mm-hmm.
because in the back of your head, you're just like, these long distance drives are not going to be fun.
If I was to peel it back all the way down to its, and me and Angie have actually discussed this. If I was to peel it all the way back to the core number one issue from the jump, it wasn't a third gen. We wanted a third gen. I've always wanted a Tacoma. I've said that many, many, many times. I've always wanted a Tacoma. But since I was building a 4Runner, I wanted a third gen. I settled on a second gen. Okay. And then we built it. I think that was the very, 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 very first core problem is I settled for a second gen.
Yeah. Don't settle.
And that's what happened with this thing. Like,
it goes back to my long, long time ago. We had a conversation about Scions.
Oh yeah,
remember?
Uh-huh.
And I said, do you really want that Scion, or do you really want the mini truck?
Right, right.
Okay, well, you have the Scion, so you're settling. So you're just going to do these mini truck mods to the Scion. The Scion's never going to be as cool as the mini truck.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do that to that car. Do a couple things to that car. Save up your money. Get the thing you really want.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, so. And plus, like, even another good indication of that was every time I was driving the 4Runner or just driving in general, every time I saw Tacoma, I was like, Tacoma, Tacoma. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, my eyes were already wandering, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. But now that I have the exact thing that I want, it'll be interesting to see how I navigate the world. Now, what's funny is like, I kind of do the similar, like, it just happened just yesterday. I was driving down the road and I had this landscaping truck, silver, extra cab Tacoma, about the same year, same friend and everything. Drives by and I look at it and I'm instead of like, oh, Tacoma was like, hey, check this out, you know.
yeah no, it'll be cool.
But yeah, but no, it's cool. I'm excited to bring it tomorrow, so hopefully everybody can check it out. I don't know, they're just, but I'm like,
so you Tacoma's know here. So you know how this feeling, if you're excited, you want your friends to be excited for you,
right?
Think about that. Okay. Next time your friends do something and you need to be just as excited for them.
I think I'm pretty excited. As
you want them for you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like,
oh, in general. Like,
in general.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because we kind of get caught up in this thing where, like, oh, I want everyone to be excited for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I also need to give that back when someone else
same
does
energy.
Something.
Yeah.
Same energy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'd be funny if you showed up tomorrow and they're just like, yeah, Frank, remember when I got this and you didn't even care?
No, if they were to have a, Like an honest one, Rob would say, like, you never said anything about my lifted Nissan Frontier.
You're like, yeah, because it's dumb, Rob. No, I just get it. I actually really like Rob's Frontier.
No, it looks really good. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It looks really good.
But yeah, it's different. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's
it'll be cool. Right on. Well,
I'll see you. I might see you in a few hours.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll talk about that after. But really, really important. Really important. LiveLifeCustom.com, Grinder-TV.com, TheGoodLife.com.
Oh,
we need to sell some t-shirts.
I have a new design I'm going to show you in the post.
Cool.
So excited about this design.
Awesome. Well, go to our websites and purchase stuff because we both have trucks that we got to build. So
yeah. Yeah. And I'll have two new shirts on the website next week.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
So
later.
All right. Later.